First of all, are you happy with the rover projects? You've got to be.
It's pretty spectacular.
Aren't they?
It's amazing. They just keep going and going and going. Both rovers just weathered one of Mars' periodic planet-wide dust storms. This happens on this alien planet every once in a while, and they both survived it. It's a problem for them because if a lot of dust accumulates on their solar panels, as well as the sun gets blocked by the storm, they don't get enough power. And there was real concerns. With Opportunity, they actually cut back on power, and they actually set it up so that it would only talk to them like every 3 days. To try to conserve energy, and they managed to get through the storm. It looks like both rovers will keep going. Steve Squires, who's the project main scientist on the project, in a sense, he jokes about this at talks he gives. He's driving his family crazy because this is only supposed to be a 90-day mission on the planet, and we're approaching 3+ years. They're just amazing, and it's really great to go to the website and just look at where the rovers have been and what they have seen and where they've where they're going. You get a real sense of walking on the surface of Mars. Of course, it took them 3 years to do what two astronauts could probably do in about 2 days, but nonetheless, now you can go back over the 3 years and experience those 2 days, in a reasonable time frame. Great stuff.
What do you think about some of our buddy Richard C. Hoagland's thoughts about some of the structures on Mars, some of the structures on the Moon? What do you think? Possible?
To put it mildly, I'm skeptical. The Moon, we have seen very little of the Moon. I like to joke that the astronauts who went to the Moon, we only had 12 guys land, 6 missions. They saw less territory than a New York City cab driver sees in a day of driving. We had orbiters photograph the Moon extensively, but most of the photography focused on the equators during the 60s. Later missions, more recent missions, have done studies of the polar regions, but they haven't photographed it with the detail we would like. It's hard to do. The polar regions don't get the kind of light that the equator gets. But I've looked at almost everything that's been photographed, and there's a lot of strange features on the Moon, but they are geological. They're not. They don't look artificial to me. I like to talk about the face on Mars as an example. I was always skeptical of it, but the early Viking pictures were not tremendously clear, and who knows, maybe there's something there. Mars Global Surveyor, when it arrived in Martian orbit, Mars orbit, to do a complete photographic high-resolution survey of the planet, it's worked for almost a decade. One of the primary places they took a photograph of was the face on Mars. And I talked to Mike Mallon, who ran that program, who owned the camera centrally, and he said, I'm not going to hide it. I would win Nobel Prizes. It would make my career to be the man who discovered alien life on another planet. He took a pic. One of the first things they did is take a picture of the face on Mars. And if you look at that picture, it isn't artificial. It's an interesting-looking, very unusual geological formation that you don't see. It's a macer, but it forms in ways that are different than on Earth because you've got a different environment. It's an alien gravity with an alien atmosphere and alien chemicals, and so you get alien geology, but it doesn't look artificial to me, and I haven't seen anything in any pictures from anywhere that looks artificial. The other thing to consider about both the Moon and the Mars is that they theorize that maybe they'll find life on Mars, microscopic life. Maybe that'll happen. But think about the Earth. You can't look at almost a square foot of the Earth without seeing evidence of life. Life is pervasive. It spreads everywhere. It finds niches. It figures out how to survive, and it makes its presence known. The Earth's surface has been shaped by life aggressively. Well, you don't see any of the evidence of that on Mars or the Moon at all. There's just nothing. It's very natural. empty, unchanged environment, especially the moon, especially the moon. Mars, it has an active atmosphere, and so there's some evidence of erosion and change. It has had volcanoes over time, so there's some evidence of evolution and change. But it's all natural stuff. There's not evidence of life, visible evidence of life. Now, if there's microscopic life, it might be underground in caves in Mars, because that's where the water would be frozen. That's where you might find actually liquid water, possibly. But once again, I'm very skeptical. I'm always glad to be proven wrong. I think it would be the greatest thing in the world to discover alien life on another planet. But I don't buy Richard Hoagland's theories. I'm sorry.
Well, we won't know until we go.
Oh, that's why. We would agree on this 100%. We got to go. That's the fun of it. I mean, the argument that you used to hear in the 60s, in the 70s and 80s and into the 90s, which kind of has died away now, is wouldn't it be cheaper to do robots versus humans? And I always joke about this. Why should robots have all the fun? Robots are your scouts. They give you a sense of where you need to go, and then we should go. And we shouldn't go just to visit. We should go to stay. I think the noblest thing we can do is to turn the sulfuric acid atmosphere of Venus and make it livable so that children can play there. Same thing on the moon.
But when?
Well, that might be centuries. In fact, it's going to be centuries. It's going to take many centuries.
You think it'll be necessary to go?
Necessary
to go to live there?
It's necessary. It's an imperative of the human species. Maybe for survival it's necessary, but I'm not referring to that. I'm referring to just the nature of the human species. We move outward. We're nomadic in a certain way. You know, when the evolutionary change that occurred about a million years ago that created Homo sapien, the time from that happening in Africa to the moment where we occupied the whole planet was very short. And it, you know, the species started in one spot and very quickly occupied the whole planet, because we move out. We look for new territory. We're explorers. We want to see the unknown and make it known. So that's an imperative that has to do with our species. So it will happen. In terms of survival needs, yes, I think that's a reason to go. But we want to see what's around the corner. And the Luddites who say, oh, no, we shouldn't. Well, they can stay home. They're not going to stop everybody else that wants to go.